I'm Jorgen Sundberg. This is the Social Media Know-How podcast by Link Humans. And today we're looking at how Danish shipping giant Maersk Line use social media. So I'm here with Davina Rappaport, who is the social media and pulse manager at Maersk Line. Hi, Davina.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So I'd like to ask a few questions around Maersk Lines and your social media program. Could you perhaps start off with giving us an overview?
Sure. Well, you know, traditionally, Maersk Line's always received a lot of attention for our social media presence. And to give credit where credit was due, in the early stages, it was all about community engagement and developing our presence. But it wasn't long before, you know, the finance people and the numbers people within Maersk Line actually said, okay, so a million fans on Facebook, what does that actually mean in terms of our bottom line? And with that simple question, our entire focus changed. We're now, you know, utilizing social media, shifting the focus from communications and moving it towards commercial. So figuring out how Maersk Line's social media presence can impact Maersk Line's bottom line. And we're doing that in the form of marketing, customer communication, as well as insights extracted from social media.
Okay, that's interesting. So I was just about to ask what the main drivers are of social media. So you're shifting the focus. Are you also looking at recruiting, employer branding at all?
I mean, we are, and that's the beauty but also challenging thing about my role is, yes, I sit in the commercial division of Maersk Line, more specifically within marketing, and I have marketing objectives and KPIs, but I am at the helm of a fantastic communications channel that, you know, all other aspects of the business want to tap into, including recruiting and communications. So, yes, of course, I do, you know, consider those objectives as well. But we really are focusing more on, you know, bottom line benefits that we can extract from social media.
And how exactly do you go out and extract those? Is it, can you track sales or inquiries coming in via social networks?
Well, I think that that comes down to, you know, evaluation of success. And very quickly, I learned that there is no point talking about impressions and, you know, engagement and likes and followers with people that do not understand that. I think it's one of the biggest challenges that, you know, social media marketers face is that it's a lack of credibility internally. And you've got to speak the same language as your organization. If your organization is talking about, you know, revenue and containers sold, our social media team should be talking about revenue and containers sold. While that's not the full extent of what we do, I mean, if you can prove your bottom line impact to the business in language and metrics that they understand, that's your credibility and that's their return on investment.
Okay, so tell me, how do you sell a container on Twitter?
Well, that's assuming that we would be doing our selling on Twitter. But, you know, it's all about marketing and generating and nurturing leads and integrating that with, you know, the technology that's already existing within the organization. So we've got a CRM system, and right now, it's not very scalable. If you get a customer service query on social media, you know, it's not very scalable to take a screenshot and email it to an individual. You need to, you know, like I said, speak the same language and use the same tools. And if our CRM, if our sales force and our customer service team are using our CRM system, our social media suite and technology has to integrate with that. So it's my, you know, working towards having closed loop reporting and being able to track a customer from post to purchase. So from a post on LinkedIn to a website landing page to a specific customer service or sales representative to a box on that ship on that date.
That's interesting. Can I ask what CRM system you use and technologies you use in general?
Yeah, so our sales team and our customer service team use Salesforce. Mm-hmm. We are currently in the midst of contract negotiations for our social media technology, so I can't really talk about the parties involved in that.
Sure.
But, you know, Salesforce is the CRM system.
Okay. And in terms of, doing updates and so on, is there a particular tool you use? Or is that the one you were talking about?
It's a full suite.
Okay, that's fair enough. And if we look at your biggest hits, the biggest successes, where have they been on social media and why?
Well, I think, you know, the first stage of Maersk Line has traditionally been our biggest success. The fact that, you know, a boring B2B shipping company, traditionally like a very unseen industry, that the fact that we've got such a hugely engaged audience and network, I think that's been our traditional success. But we recently conducted a social media audit to determine, you know, who our followers are. We know they're highly engaged, but who are they? And we've recently just finished that audit and determined that social media, and been able to prove in terms of numbers and, like I said, language that the organization understands, we've been able to prove that social media isn't just the light and fluffy stuff. It is something that even Maersk Line has to take exceptionally seriously. So building on the back of that, you know, the world is kind of our oyster, but, you know, success is now, it looks different to what it used to.
And in terms of for a layperson, if they look at your social media accounts, would you say Instagram and Facebook, that those are perhaps the ones that strike me as looking very successful?
It's kind of like asking me if I have a favorite child, and I, of course, do. I mean, I think for a company like Maersk Line, you know, LinkedIn is a platform that we should be focusing our attention on. Right. But that being said, you know, we have many channels, and we've discovered that our audience is different on each. So we need to start using those channels very differently, and we do, but always keeping them working together as an ecosystem. So, you know, for me personally, I love our Instagram account, but, you know, for the sales and the finance guys, are they really going to see, you know, that as the most important of our social media channels? Maybe not. Maybe they'll be prioritizing Facebook or, you know, LinkedIn over our Instagram account. But, you know, I love them all equally, and I think each of them have their own successes and their own flavour, but they're very different and they have different objectives.
I think one of the keys to success, when we looked at this a couple of years ago, was probably the photography, looking mm-hmm. at Maersk Line ships and containers all around the world. Do you think that visual strategy was part of it?
Well, I mean, definitely. We live in a hyper-visual world, and I think you have to be visual, particularly on social media. But I think the real beauty about that strategy was, you know, not only are our social media platforms the better for having these great visuals and these great images, but an important group within Maersk Line, our seafarers, are engaged. So they're engaged, they're feeling connected to the company, they're, you know, I think their job is the most exciting and the most glamorous ever, but apparently they have a lot of downtime, so they operate in a very photogenic environment. So the fact that they can feel involved is important to us. The fact that it makes our social media platforms better for it is obviously a bonus. And the third thing is it makes my job and my team's job a lot easier. We don't have to run around chasing content. The content largely comes to us. So, and then there's the engagement element. So if we've got our fans sending in photos from all around the world, well, we love that. And they love that because they get a bit of a kick out of being featured on our social channels. So I think it's actually a win-win-win-win-win situation for everyone involved.
Absolutely. And do you offer good Wi-Fi on board your ships?
We do. They've got a gym, they've got a swimming pool, they've got Wi-Fi, they've got the works. But they are still on a big metal floating island, so, you know.
Yeah. So you've had a lot of success on social media. Where would you say there's room for improvement, and what are you working on at the moment?
Well, I think, you know, the focus historically has been on communications. And like I said, we're moving towards a more commercial focus. So we're still early stages in that space, and there's still a lot of groundwork to be done. So there's still a lot of progress that we can make in that sense. The biggest challenge is staying on top of, you know, new technologies and new developments. So that's also something that we need to focus on. But more importantly than that, and in terms of, you know, internal credibility and proving return on investment, social media is increasingly and I'm grateful for it, is increasingly being considered as one of Maersk Line's key marketing channels. So we need to get more on point about how we activate our content, how we maximize its impact, and how we follow that up and close that loop and make sure we can say, okay, that customer came from that post on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. So the hub for your social media, is that the MaerskLineSocial.com?
I've inherited a lot of great things by stepping into this role. I've inherited, you know, these great networks and these great platforms, but I've also inherited some things that I may have done a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. We do have MaerskLineSocial.com, but as you know, from an SEO point of view, it makes much more sense to, you know, host our content on our website, our MaerskLine.com website.
Yeah.
We could do that tomorrow, but we are redesigning our website. So Maersk Line Social will continue to be the hub until, you know, the new website is redesigned. And then it's all Maersk Line all the time on MaerskLine.com. So, that's something we're looking to change.
Okay. And in terms of if you look at the people behind Maersk Line, do you encourage your leaders or even any employees not just to upload photos but also to perhaps write for your blog, creating videos or longer form content?
I mean, absolutely. That's a big challenge for us. We're an organization of, you know, 32,000 employees in every corner of the world, and finding out who those experts are around the world is a job in and of itself. And, that's a big challenge for us. But, yes, we do, you know, Maersk Line operates in an increasingly commoditized market. We essentially provide the same product and service as our competitors. But what really sets Maersk Line apart is the breadth of our expertise within the organization. So that's really where we can help our customers, you know, achieve their ambitions and achieve their goals. So finding those experts is really tough, but it's always something that's very popular on our social channels when we do, and when we do post content in that vein.
And what about the upper echelons, your leaders, your CEO, and so on? Do they get their hands dirty on social?
I mean, no, they leave that in my capable hands, hopefully, but they are very engaged with it, and they do know that it's the future, and they're starting to realize that, you know, this is how we'll influence the influencers of tomorrow, and it's something that cannot be ignored. So they're paying very close attention to that. But, you know, in terms of Sorensko, no, he doesn't have his own personal Twitter account, but he is very engaged, and he's always checking out our social media sites.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a great way for him to get real-time reporting on what people are talking about the company.
Absolutely. I think people tend to forget that communication is actually 50% listening. People are so quick to start talking on social media without actually taking the time to figure out who they're talking to and what they should be talking about and what their audience wants them to be talking about. So, that's a real strong focus from Maersk Line's leadership themselves.
Yep. And you mentioned that there are other companies in your industry. But if you look beyond your industry, what other companies or brands do you think are doing B2B social media right? Who inspires you?
I mean, by far and away, it's FedEx. For me, their social media is just so on point. And there's a lot of things I want to take Maersk Line in that direction. I think they're doing a fantastic job. Beyond FedEx, I would say Red Bull for their brand is very content-driven, and I think it's very exciting and very on-brand and very dynamic. And also in terms of sheer scalability and setup, Microsoft is someone I always look to.
Okay. And if you look at Denmark, who is doing good things in Denmark at the moment?
Well, I'm sure you've kind of gathered that I'm not Danish by my accent. I'm actually Australian.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm fairly recent to the country, so I'm not quite as, you know, familiar with the full length and breadth of what's going on in Denmark. But obviously Carlsberg, I mean, they're doing fantastic things. And I think it's actually really important for B2B brands to be looking at B2C brands that are doing, you know, interesting things on digital and social media, like Carlsberg, like Lego, for example, and take some of those principles and, you know, pull them into our best practice and translate them into our industry and make our digital network stronger.
Yeah, for sure. And if you look at the trends over the next 3 to 5 years, we already touched on this a little bit. What will Maersk Line be doing, and what type of technologies do you think you will be looking at around?
Well, I think there's a distinction between trends and, you know, what Maersk Line will actually be doing. And some of the trends I see, I mean, this isn't so much as a trend, it's just a state of being. But, you know, mobile is going to continue to grow and, you know, continue to be more important. And tapping into these, like, micro moments, you know, SMSs, push notifications, you know, geo-targeting, that's something we're looking at closely. Whether or not it's applicable for Maersk Line, we'll assess as it comes along. But also the things, you know, I'm keeping an eye on are social commerce, you know, content, you know, video content becoming more refined, and the online space is a much more competitive space, more than it's ever been. So, you know, new content developments, but also we're always keeping an eye out on new platforms, new social media platforms, Elo, Periscope, you know, Instagram, I think is really the one to watch.
Yep. Okay, great. That's the questions I had. Where can people learn more about Maersk Line, your social media program, and how can they connect with yourself, Davina?
Well, check out Maersk Line on Facebook, as well as at Maersk Line on Twitter. Our Instagram is also at Maersk Line. And we're also on LinkedIn, so you can check Maersk Line's social media presence out there. But myself personally, I'm on at Davina Rappaport at Twitter. So you can tweet me and ask me some questions out there.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time today.
No problem. No problem.
Many thanks for listening. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please feel free to tweet us at LinkHumans. And did you realize that Social Media London Live returns this year on the 11th of November? So book that into your calendar. Full details are available at socialmedialondon.co.uk. Until next time.